Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it. Trying to be alive.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We hope you'll do that because we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Tell you all the people we got coming up on the show the next week. You can see that there. And, of course, we ask a different poll question right there on the homepage. Want to know what you think. So go there and check it out and read the poll question. Click your answer. When you do, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Keita Spak is with us. S-Z-P-A-K is her last name if you're Googling her. Kate Keita with a K. And she's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. That's what we're talking about. And we're celebrating, during our visit, we're celebrating the life of her father, recently passed, Edwin Spak, who was 88 years old, and Keita was sharing that with us in the last segment. Keita, did you learn how to be happy from your dad?
I think so. I did. He was a man with great convictions. He was, of course, a Polish resistance fighter in the war, and came to Canada as an immigrant and came to the country with very little. We came over thereafter, and he became a very successful research chemical engineer with DuPont. And
so, what he had gone through in his early life, especially as a resistance fighter, he knew how to recognize blessings, didn't he?
He sure did. He actually got in a situation where he prayed to escape, and he got his wish, and he was able to escape.
But he had to. But now, you know, the answer to those prayers were him getting up off his backside and making something of it.
That's right.
Isn't that the key to happiness? Happiness doesn't just drop in your lap. You have to decide. You have to choose. You have to do things, don't you? I mean, happiness is a verb, right?
It's to be happy, you must move forward. You must take steps. You can have all the thoughts and ideas in your head, Jim, but if you're not, let's say, doing one small thing a day, it could be as much as to say thank you to your assistant when you walk into work, or to phone your daughter or your son and say, look, I haven't said this in a while, but I think you're pretty special. Doing those kind of things actually makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the road to happiness.
Well, and I'll tell you, and I've said this before, just walking in my business, just unlocking the door to my business makes me happy. Even though I know that on any particular day, things are going to be tough, things are going to be rough. Just knowing that the key in my hand belongs to me and it fits in a lock that belongs to the building that belongs to me. And that I can make whatever happens today or this year or the next 10 years is going to be up to me. And I'll tell you, that makes me happy, Keita.
Well, it gives you a great sense of empowerment, as we said earlier.
And what, as we were talking about, you know, I wrote a piece about not waiting till the finish line to celebrate milestones. Don't just celebrate the finish line. Don't just celebrate, you know, the goal line of whatever it is that you're working on. Because remember the first word of the finish line, Keita. It's finish. And
yeah.
And I like to celebrate milestones.
Yes.
Things that are not quite the big bell ringer, but something that you accomplished that the finish line you're looking for couldn't happen without that. Celebrate those things.
There is that very, very important and famous saying, enjoy the journey as mm-hmm. much as the destination.
Well,
and that is crucial to us all as we move along on our journey.
I've seen people who didn't do that, Keita, and you have too, who did not enjoy the journey. They got to the finish line, and what they found at the finish line was anticlimactic.
Or they found out that, gee, this is not all that I thought it would mm-hmm. be, and I'm still not happy.
I want more.
And then what do you do?
Yeah, yeah. So, but now this is not a, we're not, what we're talking about here is not the same thing as being complacent, being, or settling. We're not talking about settling. We're, you know, you can do all these things we're talking about and still have a fire in your belly, still have a desire to accomplish more. That's not the same thing, is it?
No, it's not. We're, you know, we're certainly looking at being the best that you can be. And in that kind of progress of being the best you can be, the best small business owner that you can be, what a goal, what an objective. And that, in other words, you do have to have some kind of objective in front of you to know in which direction to go.
Keita, I got 1 minute left. Last thoughts.
Yeah. Well, my sense of it is, yes, we all get impacted by things that aren't sometimes the best or the most positive, but it's our response to them. It's our response to them that makes it or not for us as people.
We decide. We choose.
Correct.
If you're happy today or unhappy today, more than most of it, even regardless of how tough things are, when you think about your father, I know you miss him, but you find happiness in just with the memories you have of him, don't you?
I sure do. I am at peace.
Yeah. Keita, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
You can find me at www.tippingpointtohappiness.com. We'd love to see you there.
Thank you for being here, Keita. Thank you for sharing the life of your father, Edwin Spock, with us. Got to go for this.
My pleasure.
This segment. We're going to be right back after these messages. Keita Spock will be back another day. I promise we won't do without her. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassing, and we'll be right back.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.